Mike LeBeau, the CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck, as our guest in studio this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, anything going on in the healthcare world the last 6-8 months?
I'm sorry, yeah, but, you busy?
Yeah.
Not what you guys were planning on talking about in 2019, thinking, what are we going to do for 2020? What are we going to get people excited about, right? I mean,
yeah, no, I was just thinking, you know, as 2020 flies by, I mean, it's not going to be long. It's going to be 2021, and we're going to be talking about COVID-19. You know, we're coming up on 1 year. So, yeah, it's definitely been a life-changing event for many people.
Mike, I think that's maybe where we should start in terms of just talk about what a pandemic is and what's the vision of a hospital like Sanford with such a huge presence and obviously a huge obligation to the communities and to everybody you serve.
You know, it's probably one of my favorite questions we get. You know, as humans, we have this hope. We hope that it misses us. We hope. But just by definition, pandemic means that it's going to affect all of us. We expect that it gets to 80% of the population before we find that herd immunity. And as we set out months ago, we talked about flattening the curve. And so to continue to be isolated, to keep numbers down, I think that's okay. But eventually we have to wait out. And, you know, we're kind of at that spot now where, you know, we expect numbers to go up. We should still be working as a society to flatten the curve with personal responsibility. But I love the idea that, you know, we're trying to get back to normal. I loved your last segment with Dean Bresciani. You know, let's get kids back to school. Let's, you know, move on and you know, make life, you know, as normal as possible. At the same time, let's remember, you know, personal responsibility. Let's do that work. From our perspective, we feel comfortable where we're at. We feel really good. I think one of the advantages we have had as a healthcare society is months to plan. You know, we have 4 months of planning under our belt. We feel very ready. We feel very comfortable with the numbers we're taking care of. We've been busy, but to put it into perspective, only 10% of our hospital beds are taking care of COVID patients right now. And so 90% of our beds are still general medical beds that we're using and to take care of society. The other thing I say is we're pretty consistent with our modeling. We've had a pretty nice modeling, you know, update over 4 months, and we feel pretty comfortable with the numbers telling us where we're at.
Mike, you guys, you were some of the first to ramp up in early May. I know you made the decision, let's get back to doing surgeries and let's bring people in. And Sanford Bismarck, you've been swamped for years. It's not like that hospital is. We hear stories about the hospital's full, but you guys have been running it. I call it full throttle Bakken, but you've been running it full throttle healthcare at Bismarck Sanford for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's correct. And we made the decision early on to get back to fairly standard operations. I think it's important to know numbers, to have a sense of what's coming from modeling. If you have space, I think it's important to make sure that we have testing supplies and the supplies to take care of patients. And, of course, we're continuing to talk about PPE or personal protection equipment to make sure you have that. From our perspective, we've stated all along and will continue to say that health care continues even in the face of a pandemic. An example that we use is, we had a fantastic story of a grateful patient that, it's unfortunate, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it was found very early. She actually went in at the end of March, early April, from screening mammogram and caught it early. And so if you think about letting those things go, if we say, well, let's just wait a year, 1 year later, it might be too late. It's grown, it might have moved, and so it changes treatment options. And so we feel that continuing care is important. We should be in, we should be taking care of our regular things. I look at children. I look at vaccination rates being down 40%. I think it's important that we get our kids in, that we get immunizations up to date, that we do our screening tests, and healthcare should be a place that you come in even in a face of a pandemic.
Mike, you know, we hear about patients, you know, lots of people getting COVID right now. And I think in our community, you know, the numbers are obviously increasing, but there are so many different levels of, you know, people that get COVID, they get mild symptoms, no symptoms. And, you know, we've had some hospitalizations, you know, and I think you're in the 20 ranges now, which is 20 beds or something like that. But what's the typical, what should a person think? If I have COVID and I test positive for COVID and I begin to get symptoms, typically what are you guys seeing at the hospital? Somebody that may have to come in and be hospitalized.
You know, as we get months under our belt, I think we should just take it like every other medical condition. You know, if you get the common cold, if you get influenza, it's very similar symptoms. Fever, chills, cough. One of the primary symptoms people have had is loss of taste and smell as they come in. If you get COVID and you're otherwise generally healthy, we're going to treat you like we do any other viral infection. You should be at home monitoring yourself for symptoms. If symptoms worsen, we want to see a regular. We have a unique program of home monitoring where we actually can send you home with just a little bit of equipment and we can check in on temperature, heart rate, respiratory or breathing rate and to keep track of you at home and keep track. But the majority of folks still are going to have minimal to no symptoms with COVID.
Todd and I were somewhat joking around here this morning about masks, and we want your thoughts on masks. And certainly I had an experience at church last Sunday where I had a young family up in front of me, a few pews, three little guys, maybe three, four, and five. Two of them had masks. The parents had masks. And these two little guys, they had those masks on or off 50 times in 45 minutes. And then pretty soon they looked and they switched masks because they wanted to try each other's masks. It's like, how are we going to have masks on kids in school, let alone high schoolers or college kids? But
you know, masks has been a pretty controversial subject as we talk. We believe that when social distancing isn't possible, we think masks are important. I think our Sanford philosophy is, you know, all of our healthcare staff are required to wear masks in patient care areas, and we strongly encourage our patients and visitors to wear masks. As you get into schools, you're right on the money. Masks only work if worn correctly all the time and taken on and off. And so as a society, it's going to be something that we're going to have to continue to work our way through.
And the other question I think is coming up more and more as we see more people wearing masks in around the community is there a proper mask? Is there is any face covering a mask? Is there at the hospital, different story. I understand the masks you guys wear are, you know, medically approved masks, but in the public you see such a variety of masks.
I think anything that covers, I think if I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting you. I think there's, you know, maybe some better choices, but any face covering I think would probably be what we would call generally okay for the public.
How about what you guys are seeing in terms of Sanford across the regions, Fargo, Sioux Falls, Bemidji, and then we got a few questions coming in. So
numbers, I think, are pretty similar to, you know, the central part of our country. So as we've turned on economy, we expected cases to rise, and they have, I think, risen appropriately. Fargo had a pretty significant rise early on. They were kind of our hot spot, and cases went down. And they've slowly gone back up. Bemidji had no cases for a long time. It wasn't until about after the 4th of July that they've had some cases, but they feel pretty comfortable where they're at and very manageable. Sioux Falls had a pretty significant rise early, and they've actually stayed down now, and there's not, you know, rates there. You know, if you look, you know, once again, just perspective, you know, a positive rate of 3%. And so our rate hasn't gone up significantly, you know, of testing, and so we feel pretty comfortable that we're still in a spot that we can manage this very well.
So if Todd decides, you know, he starts thinking, I should be tested, do you recommend he just goes in and be tested, or should he think about some of those symptoms that he's that are common in order before you start to go in and be tested. That seems to be, I saw a story in the paper today, oh, testing's going down. Well, yeah, test a lot of people.
Yeah, it's, from my perspective, we've really focused on the CDC guidelines. And the guidelines say exposure or symptoms to be tested. We are running testing across the state that's drive-up testing, and their recommendations are anybody can be tested. But as we look just as a company, we think that, you know, it's best if you have symptoms or exposure. It gives the test a better characteristic.
A couple of texting questions coming in here, Mike. Is Sanford reimbursed differently if a patient dies of COVID? So I guess that, and also the big questions out there, obviously, is what's different with COVID for a hospital patient versus a regular patient?
As we get months down the road, you know, we've learned more about COVID. I think early on across the country, I think COVID patients, you know, they would end up on life support or the ventilator, and we had difficulties getting patients off. There is a slight increase in reimbursement for COVID, not just death with COVID, but the reason I think the government has put that in is, you know, the PPE. So you're using a fair bit more supplies, and just they generally take more resources.
Mike, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back, answer these additional COVID-related questions, but then we're going to really talk about what's happening with Sanford Bismarck and the growth and the construction taking place. A lot of great things happening. So we'll be back after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
We are back with Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health Bismarck. We've got Mark in Fargo with a question for Dr. LeBeau.
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, I want to ask a question. Let's suppose you had 100 people in a room and they've all been tested positive, and all they do is walk outside in the sunshine, in the fresh air, and then you bring them right back inside and test them again. What do you think the results would be?
Hello? Room got quiet. We're here, yeah. We're here.
We all look at the mic and pointed at him. Like,
we're all thinking.
I think Todd's answer might be just as good, factual. But.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, and that's really about, I think, as you look, what's going to be the characteristics of the test. We actually just had a meeting today. Some of our rapid tests, you know, if you tested 10 people and if 8 were negative, out of those 8, how many are really negative? Is there any positive? Well, some of the false negative rates in those folks or people that have disease and the test misses it is 20%. Your question
is... How do you know that? If the test shows up false positive, what are you going to keep testing until you come up with a positive?
Yeah,
Is that the way this is going?
No, and I think your question is actually very valid. So if you have no symptoms and the test is positive, what percentage of those folks really don't have the disease but the test was wrong?
Okay, well, how about this? Let's get more simple than that. Suppose you just test people that are outside all the time. You test people that stay outside all the time in the fresh air, in the sunshine, and see how many of those get COVID. Do you do that anywhere? Has there been any such test as that?
No, I don't think there's been any study. And the difficult part is once it gets into the community and you start trying to eliminate community spread, I think it does get difficult. But I think your question is very fair.
Do you know what a derivative survey is? That's where you desire a certain answer and you keep modifying the circumstances until you get it.
Well, Mark, one of the great challenges that's obviously different in everywhere we go in the country and the world in terms of
when cable news channels interview people for their political opinions, and they just make sure they keep modifying the survey until they get the conclusion that they want to get.
Okay, we're going to move on. Our time is pretty short here with Dr. LeBeau. So, Mike, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on with Sanford Health Bismarck and the region here. As I mentioned, you guys have been really just running full for a number of years here, adding a lot of capacity to your facilities. And so, tell us about some of the construction and really how that's going to benefit the people in the Bismarck-Mandan region.
Yeah, this is a fun topic for us. We've been at maximum capacity now for a couple of years, and you know, credit to our staff. Our staff are hardworking and moving patients. We're figuring it out as we go, but we're right in the middle of a $140 million capital campaign. We've actually just opened up our new NICU, or neonatal intensive care unit. It actually doubles our size. It really allows us to bring state-of-the-art care, you know, to that population, that high-risk population that, you know, it's intimate. They're in the hospital for quite a long time. One of the very, very cool things about this is it really, the region's only private rooms. So if you can imagine a premature baby being born at 24 weeks, they now have 16 weeks that they're going to be, you know, that they're going to be until they're really at newborn age. And to be able to spend that time in a private room just brings such a better atmosphere for that patient and that family. I think another project that we're excited about, we actually just opened up ENT clinic, or ear, nose, and throat. In there, we have our allergy clinic and our audiology clinic. It's also state of the art. One of our interesting things with that, we actually started a balance clinic. It's a new service. If you think about elderly folks, people with previous head trauma, we have a new concussion clinic, and people that have dizziness problems, we can actually do testing to really isolate, and we really can benefit folks. We're looking at new hospital beds coming online. We're excited about a new surgical intensive care unit. This also then brings state-of-the-art, you know, regional medicine for trauma patients, for the real advanced, real sick patients that need surgery. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Mike, you guys are growing. Still a great need for nurses, healthcare workers, great opportunities for everybody. And Sanford's just doing a fantastic job. So thanks for being our guest today. And we will certainly have you back on and address more of these high-interest questions. So yeah, Thanks for being here. We'll be back with Senator Kevin Cramer after the break.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on the way.
What's this?